I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts will be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Holy Spirit, come, guide us, help us to see you every day so that we can connect with those who are in need and with you. In the name of Jesus, amen. We are in our third week of our sermon series, Monsters in Broad Daylight, where we are confronting the things that are keeping us from truly living the life that God wants us to experience. I hope you have been able to name your monsters. As you can see around the room, you can tell that many of us have been able to see those monsters face to face. Congratulations. Many of us haven't done that, but we still have time to do it, to use these cards. Have this handy, because today, at the end of the message, you're going to use it. So today, we are talking about a particular kind of monster, zombies. Are any of you familiar with the TV show The Walking Dead? I saw one or two episodes, and wow, I learned that walkers are zombies that look like robots, acting automatically and without emotions. They are unaware of everything that is surrounding them. They are only focused on daily survival and not in living a whole life. In The Walking Dead, along with zombies, they are survivors. They live in community. They support each other. They care for each other and recognize each other's needs. Thinking about the way of life of these zombies made me realize that we could likely draw a parallel between these zombies and people in our lives and in our community who are constantly connected to their devices. What do you think? Do you know anyone who is constantly connected? Do you? Perhaps it's yourself. I know I am guilty of it. I have found myself many times missing important things in my life because I only focus on what is in front of me instead of living with awareness and mindfulness. I opt for empty actions that do not add to my life. For example, I am constantly checking my phone for the latest social media updates, or checking all the conversations that go on all the chats that I have with my friends and my family. These distractions can make me a zombie. Have you seen people out having dinner? A pleasant time to relax and enjoy life and enjoy each other. Yet, their faces are focused on their phones, not on each other. They go out to be together, but do not even have conversations. I know someone who puts her phone on silent on Sunday mornings, but it looks the phone constantly during worship. She misses the best part of her week. If she's sitting next to you, she probably have missed this last sentence. So do not tell her. Does this sound familiar? It does, right? What about those shows that we love and we watch constantly because we have to know what is happening next. And because we do it, because we can, because we now have on demand into our hands all these platforms. All these shows, all these connections that we have take away our sleep, our time with each other, and it takes away our time with God, which it is the most important thing in our lives. My son is a high school football coach. A few weeks ago, I went to watch his first game this year. There was an important play that I missed. My husband looked at me and said, "Ugh, you missed it because you were looking at your phone." In doing so, I missed the play, and I have missed other important moments that life offers. What a zombie. That is a great loss. Moments that I can never get back. When we are zombies, we live in a zone of blindness. We want more than to be uncaring and emotional and aware of our relationships and our surroundings, right? Right? Come on, don't fall asleep. There is a character in the Bible, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, who is somehow aware of his surroundings. Even with his blindness, he is not a zombie. He is a survivor because, unlike some of us, he does not let his physical blindness keep him from discovering what life is offering him. Let's read the Gospel of Mark, which tells us about Bartimaeus. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he shouted, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up on your feet. He's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped into his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. So here is Bartimaeus, a blind beggar who is physically limited. Because of his limitation, he is marginalized in his society and made feel invisible. But he doesn't want to stay stuck on his circumstances. He has heard that he has a chance at being healed because from his blindness, because this prophet Jesus has performed healing miracles for others. He wants a miracle for himself. He wants his sight back and his restoration as a human being. Remember, people are hushing him. He's not worth it in their eyes. His faith and focus on becoming whole Help him persevere even when others try to silence him. Bartimaeus did his homework. He knew his limitations, knew where he was, and was determined to change it and persevere so he could leave his life, old life, behind. There are three things that I want us to notice this morning as we read this text. And the first thing that I want you guys to notice is that Bartimaeus acknowledged his blindness. Bartimaeus, after he realized that he needed help, he went where Jesus was and surrendered himself to Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Friends, we must cry out to Jesus to get to the root of our blindness. The phone and other technological devices are instruments that may intentionally or unintentionally distract us from something that we do not want to face. A conversation at a table, an anger issue, a damaged relationship. What is it? What is making you a zombie? As we read Jesus' interaction with Bartimaeus, we notice that Jesus cares. He pays attention to those who are around him. That is true all the time. Jesus is aware of the pain of the world. So he stops and answers our cries as he answers Bartimaeus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asks this morning, are you ready to respond? Jesus stops to talk to Bartimaeus, even though he has to focus on a very important journey. He's going to Jerusalem. He's going to the cross, where he is going to be crucified to defeat death, darkness, monsters, addictions, pains. Do you think your zombie, your blindness, your distraction are so big that Jesus is not able to see it? Let me repeat it. Jesus always sees the invisible people, the marginalized, the hurting. He is seeing us, zombies and survivors, and he is allowing us, just like Bartimaeus, to interrupt him. Jesus will heal us and will give us back our sight so that we can be fully focused on being Christ's followers. Friends, we are the face of Jesus today. If he stopped and paid attention to Bartimaeus, why can't we be like Jesus, who saw the hurts in the room and around those who were with him? Are we putting our distractions away? And in doing so, we're doing the job to getting close to Jesus so that we can be healed? Are we instruments of healing in the world every day? If we stop to help, we are living into the mission of being people who transform the world. We live in a society today that loves immediate response and immediate gratification. That was not the case in Bartimaeus' time. He needed to wait, and interruptions for something that he planned to meet Jesus was probably not a good thing because it could have had a disastrous outcome. But sometimes interruptions help us. The interruption of the crowd helped Bartimaeus to be confident, to speak louder, and to be noticed by Jesus. Interruptions, friends, might allow us to be more in tune with Jesus, with our journey, and with our destination. In Bartimaeus' story, Jesus responded to Bartimaeus' interruption, leading to Bartimaeus' healing and leading others to see Christ's healing power on heart. So, the second thing that I want you to notice is that we must accept interruptions in our lives. Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Are you listening to Jesus' call in your life? Let not miss Jesus' call because of our busy agendas or our tight schedules. We want to be open and accessible to the miracles and wonders that God is doing in our midst. The scripture says, throwing his cloak aside, he jumped on his feet and came to Jesus. Let's remember, Bartimaeus was an invisible part of society, a poor person. And to throw his cloak aside meant that he was leaving everything that he had of value. Imagine his urgency and his desperation to be healed. Do we have the same urgency? What of value must we leave aside so that we can experience total healing? And the third thing that I want you to notice is that receive the healing that Jesus is giving you and bless the world with your healing. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight back and followed Jesus along the road. Bartimaeus' sight was restored, and his identity changed from a blind beggar to a Christ follower. If we recognize our blindness, Jesus will heal us and change our identity. That is powerful, but even more powerful and influential is to not keep our healing to ourselves, but to show it to others, to show it to the world, so that others can stop being zombies. Find your monster card. I'm going to invite you for 1 minute to reflect on 3 questions. So the first question that I want you to reflect on and write on these cards is, what is making you a zombie? Acknowledge those times when you have allowed distractions to win the day. What is making you a zombie? The second question is, can you name an interruption you rejected because you ignore others' pains and needs? And 3, to whom can I witness Jesus' healing in my life? Think about those three questions. Use the card. Face your zombie. Friends, we have been invited to truly live a life that is free from darkness, from distractions. Let Jesus interrupt your life, heal you, give you a new identity, and let you show the way to a total and wonderful and amazing relationship with God. May we work together on our individual healing and our communal healing so that we can transform the world. Bye-bye, zombies. Amen.